Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari. I'm from the fraud department. How may I help you today?
Well, Ari, I received a watch which I did not knowingly order today, and I want to know how to return it because I don't want it.
Okay, can I have your first and last name?
My first name is Eileen, Eileen. Last name Smith.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, just one second, ma'am.
Sure.
Okay, did you place the order for the watch or did someone else place the order?
I can't answer the question. I did not order it, but it's come in my name. And this is the
Okay.
second time you sent me a watch. Neither one of which I ordered, but I really liked the first one, so I kept it. And I paid you
Okay,
for it.
was the address on file 8485 Gleason Drive?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, I do see here on this account the female watches ordered. I see the first one was ordered back on February the 12th. Someone took a survey and chose the watch for $7.27 of shipping and handling. If the account was not canceled, the customer was then charged the full price depending on the membership. Do you recall doing a survey and choosing a watch for $7.27?
No, I do not.
Yes, ma'am. Do you think anyone in your household could have placed the order?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, we can proceed with it to the fraudulent claim. I do have to let you know all cases of fraud are forward for a pending investigation and that any false claims of fraud can result in a penalty such as a fine. But as long as you're sure
That's
that
fine.
you or no one in your household placed the order, we can process it to the fraudulent claim.
Let's put it this way. I didn't knowingly place the order. How's that?
Okay, now I have to determine if this is a fraudulent case or not. You would have to know if you did initially place that first order. So
I
it's just
really didn't place an order, but I received it and I liked it, so I bought it.
okay, it really boils down to did you make that initial 727 charge either yes or no for that?
I'm sorry you broke up. What was the question?
I was saying it boils down to if you made that initial charge for $7.27. It's just a yes or no for that question.
I don't know.
Do you recall making the order?
No.
If you do not recall making that first order for $7.27 back in February, we can proceed with this as a fraudulent claim and I can get you a courtesy refund for the latest charge of $98.54.
All right.
The refund will take 3 to 5 business days, and you'll receive an email confirming that.
Okay. Don't you need my
And
email address to get
the
that?
email address we have on file is torchsinger@msn.com.
Correct.
Okay, is there anything else I can help you with?
No. When will I receive confirmation of this?
Within 24 hours.
And where do I send the watch to?
You don't have to send it back, ma'am.
I don't want it. Okay.
If that's all, thank you for calling customer service and have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.